Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me on this second day of October 2022. And we're going to look at the word miss, the great miss that we have. And most of us suffer from it due to assumption and presumption. Much of our life is based on assumption. The assumption that what we see with our eyes, what we sense with our physical senses, that all that is what's happening, what seems true. And so when we live in this amalgamated ideal, we miss. And what does it mean to miss? Well, that's the question for today, because I have two very important questions that someone has asked. I'll tell you who it is. It's Kathy down in Los Angeles. She's always got good questions, and I appreciate her very much. Anyway, let's look at the word miss before we get into this. It simply means to fail to catch the meaning of something, to not be able to comprehend maybe a certain point of view. And certainly in my work with people, there's great misses. And when a person misses, they miss more than just the ideal. It means their mind is closed off. When you have come to a conclusion about anything in your life, you have missed. You have set up the great miss, because that means that everything that is linked to that conclusion has come to its final verdict. And you're not open to something maybe more in depth, maybe something more helpful to you. Not at all. A lot of people miss their whole life because they have it situated in their minds as to how this life is going to be lived and the way it should be lived and what is true and what is false and all that other stuff that we like to come to assumptive conclusions about. And we miss the whole thing. I remember sitting in the ashram in India, and it was a constant miss for me, constant miss. I could not put together what was being shown to me, what was being taught to me. I couldn't put it together with my Western ideals, my Western beliefs. I had an agenda, as it were, and what was being taught did not comply with my agenda. So I sat there for weeks just, you know, the Neanderthal Gregory. And after it was all said and done and I was continuing into this, I realized I was clinging. Why was I clinging so much? What was I clinging to? What was really going on inside of me? Well, that's where the miss was. And I'm going to give you a story. Four frogs sat upon a log that lay floating on the edge of a river. Suddenly, the log was caught by the current and swept down, going downstream very quickly. The frogs who were sitting on that log were delighted and absorbed by the whole thing. They had never sailed before. They thought they were sailing. At length, the first frog spoke and said, "This is indeed a most marvelous log. It moves as if alive. No such log was ever known before." The second frog spoke and said, "Nay, my friend, the log is like other logs and does not move. It is the river that is moving to the sea that carries us and the log with it." Now, the third frog spoke and said, "It's neither the log nor the river that moves. The moving is in our thinking, for without thought, nothing moves." And the three frogs began to argue and quarrel. And the quarrel grew hotter and louder. They could not agree on one idea. Then they turned to the fourth frog, who had been listening to all of this and holding his peace. They asked him what his opinion might be. And the fourth frog said, "Each of you is right and none of you is wrong. The moving is the log. It's in the log and in the water it moves. And our thinking is also moving. But if you look still even deeper than these two factors, then nothing has moved because nothing can move and there is nowhere for anything to move to in reality." The three frogs became very angry. One of them was willing to admit that his thought was maybe not the whole truth, but the other two were wholly wrong, and they were not ready to think that they didn't know. And this fourth foolish frog, "What does he know?" they said, and they started arguing. It was against their egos. Then a strange thing happened that always seems to be happening in the world. The three frogs got together and pushed the fourth frog off the off the log and into the river. Yeah, we always revert to that, always. The frogs weren't wrong, but they weren't right. The frogs had to argue about the supreme rightness of one of them. That's a miss. Because they wanted to stay in the convention of their ideas and their ideals, because they wanted to stay in the convention of their thinking, they didn't allow for something new and different to occur, something beyond the concepts, precepts, assumptions of their own thoughts. Everything has to pass through our thoughts. That's a miss. So Kathy from Los Angeles asks, "What is a miss? How do I miss?" We miss because we try to apply the logic and reasoning of our ego to any given situation or condition and believe that because my mind, my Greg Penn, little Henri's, you know, limited IQ kind of thinking knows. And when it comes to a conclusion, the ego thinks that it is right because the ego made the conclusion for Gregory. And now he's stuck with that idea and that ideal. And no matter how he argues or who argues with him, he will not relent because the whole idea is for him to have some sense of righteousness. The great miss that most of us have is we miss the great reveal inside of us. The real reveal is something that brings forth insight. Now, the fourth frog was right. He did not say the other frogs were wrong. He was saying, look, it's really, really simple. Nothing moves. The only thing that can move is our thinking. The only thing that appears to be moving is the log. The only thing that is taking the log down the river is the water. He's trying to help them understand the bigger picture. Really, nothing has moved. Nothing will move. Where's it going to move to? If you really look at it from a metaphysical point of view. But the point is not the log and not the river, but the frog's determination to miss due to the ego. Each day of our life, Kathy, we live in the miss. We miss what is really going on, how we are, the way we are, the nature of our being. We miss the phenomenon of our own life because we have come to one conclusion. And that is that our senses and our mind, and how our senses and our mind experience any given thing, is the only thing that can be happening. And because we live in that convention, we contort our thinking to believe that the reality of anything in this world is predicated on my senses, on my mental acuity, on my assumptions, on my logic and reasoning. Therefore, I cut off everything. One of the great teachings of Zen is only don't know. Only don't know, which simply means I stay in the wonder of everything. I do not come to assumptive conclusions about people, objects, and things, and the movement of life. If there is this movement, this constant physiological, psychological, emotional movement, I will never be able to know. Be still and know. The stillness is not in the brain, because the mind can't stop. It is in the heart. To live in the heart is the great stillness of our life. Be still. If you sit in your authentic heart, absent of the alibis and the excuses that the mind will make as it associates with the ego, you will start to awaken and realize that which is and that which ain't, as I like to call it, that which is happening and that which I only imagine is happening. I miss the inference. I miss the insight. For the sake of sustaining and continuing to sustain my own mental acuity that is based in logic and reasoning, and I miss. If you meditate and you want to go deeper, then you have to give up your assumptions, your logic and reasoning. Many people want their logic and reasoning to sustain their meditation, and it just can't be done. It doesn't work like that, not at all. But who can tell the average person that they've missed? You can sit for years in meditation, thinking you're meditating, and not be meditating at all. For years, you can sit there and believe and think that you're meditating, that you know what meditation is, and you will miss. No matter what, you will miss. So the effort is to awaken beyond the senses, beyond the beliefs, beyond the mind, beyond whatever. We live in a conventional mindset that comforts us and makes us believe that we are in control of our life. We are not in control of anything. We like to believe we are, but that doesn't make it so. The only thing that truly matters is, can I awaken? Will I awaken? What is the meaning of my awakening? Now you have something profound going on. And should you wish to live in that profound sense of what's really happening, then you will never miss again, because you come to no conclusions. I have found over the years of my effort not to come to any conclusion about anyone or anything. Every day I wake up in I don't know. Every day I go to work in I don't know. In everything I do, it is a discovery. I am discovering what is happening beyond the beliefs and the ideals of Gregory, who can only think in a very small box. I hope that helps you. I really do, Kathy. And may it serve you well, and those of you who listen. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Hope you'll join me. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer, like Kathy, it's greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. www.thebestofyourself.org. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.